Hello, success builders. It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. And you're tuned into the only podcast where we help you create your destiny from the ground up. More people than ever want to be happy and create freedom through winning investment strategies and a success mindset. In this show, we talk about making dreams come true through passive income, building a fun lifestyle on a foundation of freedom. If you're looking to take your life not just to the next level, but 10 levels up, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Now, let's go build your destiny. This is the Wealth Architect Podcast. So the market's been crashing for maybe 3 or 4 weeks. We're sitting here at the beginning of January, well, the end of January, the beginning of 2022. And the market has just gone down and down and down. In fact, the NASDAQ is down about 17% from its highs around Thanksgiving time in the U.S., you know, the end of November. And so the market's crashing. Why? Well, because the Fed came out and said, we got to get on top of this inflation situation. Inflation has gotten out of hand. Wonder who caused that? The Fed. So what are they doing? They're going to raise rates as if that's going to solve the problem. Well, when you raise rates, you put brakes on the economy. Why is that? Well, first of all, you raise rates and it makes it harder for people to borrow. It's more expensive. People don't want to spend more money on mortgages. And so people quit spending money on mortgages. Well, when you quit spending money on mortgages, people quit selling houses or building houses or buying houses. And so the housing market starts to slow down. When the housing market starts to slow down, what happens? People get laid off. When people get laid off, what do? Well, they look to the government for money or, you know, they take a wage cut. But that's not good for the economy. You need velocity of money. You need money moving around a society to be able to sustain it. That's the way we've set up our capitalism, right? We've gotten people addicted to consumption instead of production. And so now we consume things. Well, what happens when people don't have jobs? Well, they can't buy the handbag or the Gucci shoes or the Nikes, right? So they quit spending money. Well, when you quit spending money, people quit paying taxes or pay less. And it's a downward spiral. So without getting into the debate of whether the Fed can really raise rates on a sustained basis, because they said they're going to raise it 4 to 6 times this year, or four anyway, I don't think they're going to be able to even do one. They're going to try it. It's going to spook the markets like it already has. And they're going to go, okay, because their real mandate now is not inflation. Their mandate is to not let the market go down because, you know, politicians are the ones that appoint them. So I think they're painted into such a corner. And so the question is this, is it going to kill the mortgage market? And therefore, is it going to kill the housing market if the Fed raises rates? What people hope and what Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, hopes is that he's going to raise rates a little. And everybody's going to go, well, it's only a quarter of a point. It won't kill the market. Oh, we'll raise it another quarter of a point. The market will get used to it. We'll raise it another quarter point. The market will get used to it. But see, it won't, you can't, if you take a tissue and you hold it up on top of your head and you start to blow the tissue up, the tissue will rise. But eventually the tissue will come back because you're going to have to take a breath. So Jerome Powell is hoping that the market just takes a little breath and then the tissue will continue to rise. But the problem is he doesn't have as much breath anymore, right? They got no more tools in the toolbox. And so that's what's happening to the government, to the Fed, is that they're screwed. They can't really raise rates because the markets will continue to crash. So I think they're going to cause a big housing bubble to burst. They're going to cause a mortgage problem. They're going to kill the housing market. It's going to create a recession. I think it's beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, if it's a depression that comes out of a recession, we're in real trouble because we've weakened the dollar. We're at a real risk of losing the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. And I'll just take a little second to digress. I might make another podcast about this. But we put sanctions on Iran over the last, let's call it 10 years, because Iran's bad guys, right? We deem them bad guys. And so since Iran is bad guys, we tie up all their money. Whether you agree or not that we should do that, that's what the U.S. does. It's like, we're the big bully in town. So we say, hey, don't anybody do any business with Iran. So Iran says, well, we got all this oil. Who wants some oil? And for a while, people were like, well, yeah, we don't want to make America mad at us, right? America's big and strong. We don't want to make them mad. But after a while, people were like, you know, screw America. They're blowing everything up. They're, you know, bombing people that don't need to be bombed, and they're printing money that doesn't need to be printed, and they're ruining the dollar, and we're using the dollar like they're being irresponsible. We're using it and they're debasing it. Hey, Iran, maybe we come up with a little something else to buy your oil. So they've come up with a makeshift thing that they've cobbled together to be able to use something other than the dollar to buy their oil. And now they're doing Bitcoin. So now that Iran, one of the biggest oil producers in the world, is telling people, just pay us in Bitcoin, go around the dollar, we don't need it anymore. You know where else this is going to happen? It's going to happen in Russia, where everybody's trading oil and gas and everything else in petrodollars. And Russia's like, huh, I think we have a weakness here. We've got a weak president over there in the United States, potentially. And if he's weak, then maybe we're strong and we can weaken the dollar. We've wanted to get off this dollar reserve system for a long time. Why don't we go ahead and weaken the dollar, or forget about the dollar altogether? Let's use Bitcoin. They haven't said they're going to do it yet, but you know what they did this week? They came out and said, we think that Russia can be a big player in the mining business. Pretty good. That doesn't sound like an outlawing of Bitcoin to me. And then one of their members of parliament and their financial ministry came out and said, we're going to figure out a way to regulate Bitcoin so that it's fair to everybody. They didn't say anything about banning it, getting rid of it, like China thinks they say they're going to do. China just makes gyrations because China wants everybody to be on their central bank digital currency, their crypto. But I digress. But Russia is like, hey, why don't we get people trading Bitcoin over here, and then we can trade oil with Bitcoin, and then other countries will accept Bitcoin, and we could blow the U.S. out of the water, and the U.S. is no longer the reserve currency. U.S. is having supply chain problems anyway. People are going to go over to some new currency anyway. Russia doesn't have to create it. They don't have to compete against China. China doesn't have to create it and, you know, blow everybody else out. It's already there. Just use it. That's a real potential. So it's really interesting to see what's going on in the world when it comes to this. So anyway, I hope that was helpful. I just wanted to shed some light on those subjects, and I'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yagi. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.